Welcome to another episode of Min Monkey. On this episode, we're going to talk about Green Book, directed by Peter Farrelly.
So Green Book is based on a true story about the famous pianist Don Shirley. And he goes on a tour in the deep south of the United States. And for his driver, he hires a guy called Tony Vallelonga, who's an Italian-American. Something I should have mentioned, which is quite central to the plot, is Don Shirley is a black man. Which kind of is obviously going to create some tension going into the Deep South at the time that the movie's set. So in the 1960s. So yeah, basically the movie starts off. You get introduced to Tony Vallelonga. He's working at the Copacabana Club, and he's a kind of tough guy bouncer at that club, sort of peacekeeper there. He gets called. I think he get. He, they basically shut for the winter, don't they?
So well, they're shut for renovations or something. So and they,
he needs work. Yeah. So Don Shirley gets in touch and says, "Oh, I've heard you're really good at like keeping the peace and like kind of a tough guy, which I might need protection as well as a driver. So would you be my driver?" We also learn that Tony Vallelonga is somewhat racist at the beginning. So again, you're thinking, "Oh, this
maybe it's not going to be a good trip.
It's not going to go well." Yeah. But obviously, as the trip goes on, the two of them grow kind of close together and learn a little bit from each other. So, like, Tony learns how tough it must be for Don Shirley in that kind of scenario. Because I think he's sort of a little bit ignorant or unaware of quite how bad it is. Mm. And, yeah, Don Shirley sort of talks to him and grows to sort of like him as well.
Appreciate the other side of his personality that he's kind of shielded away because he's this, like, really classically trained musician, and he's kind of distanced himself from other aspects of his life.
Yeah.
And he gets in touch with that on the road trip because Tony's from a different background than
he. Like, he's like a very down-to-earth, family-orientated guy.
And Don Shirley is the complete opposite of that. He's not very, what you'd say, down-to-earth.
No. Somewhat aloof.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the film. But yeah, like, really enjoyed this film. We went to see it as part of the Cineworld secret screenings.
Are you getting money from them?
I'm not, I could be. We don't know that. I'm sure that will be investigated. But yeah, so didn't know what we were going into.
Just you tweeting like Witch Hunt later on, anyway.
And this, so this film was like a really pleasant surprise.
This movie was amazing, and I thoroughly enjoyed it and loved it, and I think it really shows like the range of both the actors, and especially like Viggo Mortensen, who you don't associate playing like a slightly overweight Italian bouncer, and he was fantastic.
Viggo Mortensen as Tony Vallelonga, also called Tony Lip in the film for his ability to bullshit people.
Yeah,
and Mahershala Ali, who plays Don Shirley, was absolutely fantastic in this film. Mm. So yeah, both of them worked really well together. They did a great job in the film of setting up like the period setting, like making you feel it was that period. And all the moments in the film, like I say, it's based on a true story. So obviously some of this will be somewhat like written for the screen. But yeah, like the moments when they showed like racist attitudes was quite shocking. I feel like even though we've seen this a lot of times in a lot of films, like this film still found a way to make it shocking.
I mean, I didn't know about the Green Book either. I didn't know it was such a thing.
So yeah, the Green Book in the title of the film is basically a motoring guide that they can take. It was basically for like black motorists when they're traveling in the South to tell them where they could stay and where they could go and eat that they wouldn't face sort of trouble or discrimination. And that's what you find like in the film. They turn up at certain places and they're just made not very welcome.
Well,
or
like,
they're just
not,
don't serve them.
It's also like Tony can stay in certain parts of town and Dr. Shirley can't.
Hmm.
Things like that. But yeah, it was just like, it was just fantastic. Like, almost like a road trip movie. And the odd couple kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the comedy in it as well is like fantastic. It blends that like really touching stuff, but also like, oh, this is really funny. You know, like the whole audience were in hysterics.
Yeah, it's not often you get that. There were some like laugh out loud moments when everybody laughed. Yeah, like really genuinely funny moments, and like you say, alongside some kind of vials because I'm kind of disgusting elements with it.
But I think like this will definitely win awards as for performances as well, and just like how the two characters grew throughout it. It was just really good to watch and just had a really good feeling to it at the end. So, I mean, I would totally recommend this movie because I thoroughly enjoyed it. And it's not very often I say that. I've usually got something to nitpick about, but I just really liked this.
I'd say, really well made, well directed, brilliant performances. Yeah.
I've seen some reviews that are maybe 3-star or 2-star, and I think they're just wrong. So, yeah, if you see any bad reviews about it,
I mean, it is the kind of movie that sort of, would usually do well at award seasons because it has like that strong moral message as well.
But I think just like the range of the actors as well that you don't associate with these characters. It's for you.
But yeah, it was like it wasn't a long movie, but it was also like kind of packed with incidents. Like thinking back on it, there was like so many memorable scenes and memorable moments. And I think the structure of it really helped, the fact that it was a road trip movie, essentially, because they're stopping off at different places, so it's like constantly things happening. Like every new place they stop, there's pretty much a new scenario or a new setup. And obviously you've got two like brilliant actors playing off each other in each situation. We would both highly recommend go see Green Book. That was our review. Make sure to like and subscribe, and we'll be back with more soon.